Pocan says state lawmakers need to make sure the Foxconn deal isn't a, quote, taxpayer boondoggle before they approve the incentive package that's worth $3 billion over the next 15 years.
Do they know how many jobs are going to be created? For sure. Are they willing to tier in incentives based on that? Are they willing to do incentives based on the pay? I mean, that's what they should be doing if they actually want to be legislators as opposed to sycophants.
The incentive package also includes ways for Foxconn to avoid some state environmental regulations. The facility could employ up to 13,000 people. Pocan says if it delivers on that number of good-paying jobs, it would be an extremely good thing for the state. A state assembly hearing on the incentives is scheduled for tomorrow. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.